morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me, and welcome back. Happy Monday. It is Monday, and hopefully you are excited to start your week instead of upset about starting your week. You woke up today. So most of you are relatively healthy. You're alive. The blood's pumping through your veins. Your eyes are open. Quit your whining. Damn it. Mondays, get the Monday blues. Oh, it's a Monday. Stop saying the same shit that losers say. You know what I mean? Like, why are you allowing yourself to speak the same language that losers speak? Oh, it's Monday, you know, I'm doing my best. Yeah, it's the weekends were set up to to keep people chasing the proverbial carrot. You know what I mean? You know, you could get people to, you know, human beings are very simple creatures. You could get people to show up and do shit that they hate for 40, 50, 60 hours a week, as long as you dangle a little carrot in front of them. You know what I mean? Ooh, the weekend. You'd be able to go to the bar with your buddies. Ooh, weekend. Big sports games. Big sports games on the weekend. Yep. Keep working. Put your head down and thug it out. Ooh, the weekend. You get to take your boat out. You know what I mean? People just show up and do things that they absolutely hate for 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And then they hit that weekend and they trash their bodies and their minds. They accomplish nothing, and then they get right back to doing it all over again. You know, there's nothing. We all have to do things we don't like to do. I do things I don't like to do every single day. It's just life. That's how it goes, man. Man's life upon earth is warfare. I believe that's the book of Job. And, you know, when you think about the curse, the fall from the garden, men are made to toil. Life is toil and hard work, right? But you should have a goal. You should have a goal. There should be some end in sight. You should have a goal. You should know where you're headed. It's where you get caught up doing things that you hate doing all day, every day, and you're just going to do that and hope that you can retire. Hope that you can someday hang it up, you know what I mean, and get the gold watch. I'm right next to a street sweeper, and he's just sweeping dust all over my truck at this red light. I just got it washed. I'm coated in a layer of dust now. It's like starting to come in through my air vents. Okay, he stopped. That was very nice of him. That was very nice of him. I'm still coded, though. There's got to be an end in sight for you, bro. There's got to be an end in sight. You know, you can't just relegate yourself to a life of, well, you know, I'll live for the weekends, and then hopefully someday I'll retire. You know, and what you see is that, man, many people aren't able to really retire. I see a lot of older Napa employees. I see a lot of older Walmart greeters. I see a lot of older gas station attendants. People find out, you know, they get to 65 and they were sold this line of bullshit from their financial advisor in their 30s, right? Or whoever it was, whoever did their pension, and things got renegotiated, right? And pensions were cut. And you get to the end of your life and you're just at the mercy of life. Because you played it safe the whole time. That's the biggest thing, man. You could play it safe your whole life and still end up way off course. Way off course. I know people that played it safe their whole lives and did what they thought was the right thing, which is a shame. Their whole lives, and they get to the end and they're like, dude, shit, I can't retire yet. I gotta go another 5 years. I gotta go another 10 years. And that's a shame. That's why I talk to you guys about this stuff so much. If I could just catch some of you in your teens, your 20s, shit, even your 40s. Bro, 10 years. You could build something. at least a skill set. At the very least a skill set, if not an actual business that will help you make money for the rest of your life. And I'm not selling a course. I'm not even telling you, Excel, buy my course and I'm going to teach you how to make that drop shipping on Amazon. No, that's not. And who knows? You could make a lot of money doing that, I'm sure. Wow, that's going to be a big ass house. Dude, that you know, and I've told this story before. See this? Let's switch gears here. So I think I made my point. You need to have a game plan. I think one of the best skills you can build is sales and leadership. You just get in the entrepreneurial zone. So I was telling you guys about this potential business opportunity that I have coming up here soon. And I met with this gentleman who's in Medellin, Colombia. And he's very, very wealthy. They've got a penthouse carved into the side of this mountain. I got a virtual tour of it in Colombia. And very wealthy gentleman. And we spent, I don't know, 7 minutes on Zoom together and we just kind of clicked. And he offered to fly me down to Colombia to meet him and possibly talk about how we could do business together, right? And I won't go into much more detail than that. But the reason why I was telling you guys about that, I told you guys about this before, is that, you know, I'm always taking advantage of opportunities. And the reason why, dude, this dump truck's ripping. That guy's going to kill somebody. The reason why I hope he doesn't. God have mercy. The reason why I'm presented with opportunity, I'm always being presented with new opportunities. And it's because a couple things. Number one, I have a skill set. I've developed a skill set that can be used across multiple industries. I can take my skills and go into construction. I've honestly played with the idea before. I've played with the idea of starting a construction company. I've played with the idea. I just have to be, that would tie me down to one location for a little bit, which I don't want to do. But for some reason, the trades have always appealed to me. These guys make a lot of money, and I feel like I could do it better, you know? But I could do it in construction. I could do it in finance. Which is part of what this guy from Colombia was talking to me about. Completely different financial sector than I've ever been in. Consulting, staffing, media, it doesn't matter. I've built, and it's not that I'm special. Again, I say that all the time. I'm not putting myself as a person on any particular pedestal. What I am telling you, though, is that over the last 10 years, I have created, built, invested in a skill set that allows me to take advantage of opportunities across a wide array of industries. So that's number one. Number two, my network, people that I know. I've got a guy for everything now. I used to be very anti-people. I used to have a very, and I still have a very small, close circle, but it's a lot. My general circle is far bigger than it was 10 years ago. And the way that you meet people is you take advantage of opportunities. You say yes more often. You got to look at people like tree trunks, right? Like, people look like tree trunks to me. And tree, you know, they branch off into X many limbs, which branch off to X times 2, which branches off to X 4, X 6, X 8, X 10, to the 10th power. You know what I mean? As you go up the tree and out, as you go from branch to branch to branch, they break off into more branches, which break off into more branches. That's people. They're like the trunk. And you never know who you're going to meet on one of those branches, right? Every person to me that I meet represents tens of thousands of untold connections that I wouldn't have otherwise had. So I always, and you guys know this, I don't leave DMs. If I do, it's not intentional. I don't leave DMs unread. I don't ever feel like I'm too good to not talk to anybody. you see what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of these guys, they get a moderate amount of success, and they kind of get locked into, well, I'm the man, I don't need to talk to this person, right? And they shut themselves off to untold connections. You never know who you're going to meet. So I think a lot of that's rooted in humility. I don't truly believe that I'm better than anybody else. I really don't. People might think that I do. People might call me arrogant. Let's just say what it is. I'm very confident. I probably border on cocky most of the time. Whatever. It works. It works. For the type of shit that I'm trying to do with my life, if you don't give off an air of extreme confidence, people won't believe you. You know what I mean? But when you get to know me as a person, as many of you do, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for somebody if I'm in a position to help them. At the very least, I'm there to lend an ear to you. And that has just opened so many different connections in my life. I've been able to meet so many people. You know, my wife was telling me, our nanny, this past Friday, had a very busy day. From meeting to meeting to meeting, big meetings. And then we had our first line defense. I finally got my hands on the software and the website. It looks freaking phenomenal. It's so crazy. So crazy. And our nanny just kind of mentioned to our wife, she's like, how does he know all of these people? And how does he do all? She's like, I wish I knew this many people. I wish I could do all this cool stuff, right? And it's just, again, you've got to take advantage of opportunities during the lifetime of the opportunity. And you've got to keep an open ear to everybody that you meet. When you study, whether you read biographies, autobiographies, books, audio tapes, podcasts of people that are highly successful, why is there this much traffic? What the shit is going on? Stupid people. Anyways, when you read these biographies, autobiographies, listen to podcast tapes, whatever, of highly successful people, when you read these things, you listen to these things, what you notice is that along the way, they made connections with people that propelled their careers into the stratosphere. I think about Larry What's-His-Face from BlackRock. I just finished his biography. Autobiography. I don't know what it is. Yeah, because he wrote it himself. Okay. I just finished his autobiography. I think about when I read Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. I think about what I've read, little bits and pieces on Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg, even though they're part of the lizard baby-eating crew. And so is Larry from BlackRock. I think about these people, Elon Musk, and what they've accomplished. And over the years, they've met people that have helped propel them into the stratosphere. And people say it all the time. Doesn't matter how much you know, it matters who you know. And there's so much truth to that. There are so many brilliant people in this world that had they had a little bit more people skills, they would have been superstars. But because they live the life of a hermit, or they have, you know, probably some degree of autism, I'm not even being crude, I'm being serious, they don't step out of their comfort zone. They don't put themselves out there, and thus they remain undiscovered. There are so many brilliant people that we'll never know about, we never knew existed on this, that could have solved so many problems for the rest of the world that just die. Because nobody knows who the hell they are. See, you know what I mean? So it's so important that you go out and meet people, that you talk to people. And I think more than anything, what I really want to tell you is all you really have to do is be friendly and confident. If you could give a strong handshake with strong eye contact and you could confidently introduce yourself, seemingly asinine and obvious skills, you separate yourself from 90% of the population right now. When's the last time you met somebody and you were blown away by their introduction? When's the last time you met somebody and you were like, wow, that person's something special about that person? It's rare because people are timid. They're unsure of themselves. Oh, hey, I'm Steve. Yeah, nice to meet you. You know what I mean? All you have to do is be really, really friendly. Do your best to try to remember people's names and make an impression on that first impression. And you separate yourself from 90% of people on the planet. You won't make it far without good people skills. I'm telling you right now, you will not make it far. You need people. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your goals are. I don't care what you want to do in life. I don't care. I don't generally like people. And you could probably hear it in my voice when I'm in traffic. You know what I'm saying? But and don't get me wrong. I love people. I really do. But I also don't. But you need people to do what you need to do, what you want to do. You need people. There's no way around it. And more than ever, the world is so hyper-connected now. And the big point, the biggest point of this is this. There are so many options. You know, if a couple hundred years ago, if you were the only blacksmith for 100 miles, you could be an asshole. You know what I mean? You could be a rotten person. And people would still use your services because they don't have a choice. Now, I could go right up the road. You've got 10 competitors within 10 miles. And unless your work is just, like, the only time you get to be an ass is if your quality of work is just leagues above everybody else. Notice that, like, a lot of famous artists and athletes will be just dicks, but they get the job done better than anybody else. So everybody puts up with it. Everybody puts up with it. Do you think Tom Brady was always easy to work with? Like, bro, it's Tom Brady. Hold on. Like, do you think these superstars in the NFL and NBA are always just easy to work with? No. Most of the time, people call them divas, and they can be that way. They get to be that way because they are who they are. So unless you bring an astronomically amazing skill set to the table that's different than all the competition, you need people. You need people. Because if people don't like you, they won't work with you. They'll go work with somebody else. You know what I mean? You know, in our staffing, we've been able to be a little bit more picky with our clients, and we've been able to be a little bit more demanding of what we expect of our clients because we don't have competition. We do have competition, but nobody does what we do, and if they try to do what we do, they don't do it well at all. So that's when you get to be a little bit different personality-wise, but otherwise, most of you, especially when you're just starting out in business, you have to be a good-ass person to people. You have to be ultra-friendly. You have to be bend over backwards. And that's how I was when I started the staffing company. I would give discounts and exceptions and this and that. I mean, we'd have a complaint. I would fix it right away. I wouldn't ask questions. And then once we built ourselves up, that's when I started, okay, you're complaining about, well, okay, let's dig into this problem a little bit more. But I didn't start doing that until we had a huge client base and we were just rocking all kinds of business every week. So I want you to think about these things that we talked about today and hopefully start applying them to your life. I love you guys. Let's get it. Peace.